Among the business of life, it's far too easy to get caught up in our own days and pressing schedules, not realizing the numerous needs presented around us. Perhaps we do see, but pressed with our own struggles and sometimes feeling insignificant, we feel subject to ask, what can a mere one person do to help? Every quarter of the year, a current charity organization titled 100 Women Who Care gather together with requests nominated and vote between the need of greatest necessity, and donate the required financial sum to the community. Recently, the agreement was made to donate into the Thompson Seniors Community Resource, where this past week, November 13, 4 p.m. a check for $6,900 was presented, fulfilling the long-overdue requirement of directory booklets to be printed for those with vision restraints. Originally started by Karen Dunnigan, who caught wind that new mothers were bringing their babies home and placing the sleeping infants in boxes, dresser drawers, or on their own beds because they could not afford a proper crib. Some of these babies didn't survive the night. Karen was presented with a list of how many cribs were needed, the cost of mattresses, blankets, and beds. In all, a total of $10,000 was needed. Dunnigan knew she could call 10 people and ask them to write $1,000 checks, but she also figured she knew 100 women who would each give $100. She began making phone calls and scheduled a meeting. At that first meeting, in 1 hour, a group of Karen's friends heard the story and each wrote checks to the Center for Family Health, resulting in a $12,800 donation, more than requested, to supply new mothers with the simplest need, a crib. The incredible legacy lived on through the expansion of 100-plus chapters throughout the world, with more than 490 chapters either fully operational or under development, and they include women, men, people, kids, and teens chapters. Here in Thompson is a piece of that effect, where locally, starting as four unique women who came together in support of a united cause, the 100 Women Who Care, Thompson. Keeping all the clarity and donations within the local region, assuring the proper care for the surrounding people. Most of us hold a certain charity or cause close to our hearts and thrive to give back to, says Thompson co-founder, President Kimberly Rudolph. However, sometimes giving back can be a bit challenging because there doesn't seem to be enough hours in the day. Many of us are raising children, working full-time jobs plus doing our normal day-to-day tasks, which doesn't always leave time for much else. This is why this project works. You only need to dedicate 4 hours a year of your time plus your quarterly donation. An organization such as this is a living example of the effects local people looking out for the needs of the local community. There are times amongst the stress of our lives we feel subject to ask, what can a mere one person do to help? The answer, you can change the world. Tilda Matthias J. Johnson is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the Thompson Citizen. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.